Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys. This has to be like
good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Hi, everyone. I'm Cheryl Butler, and you're listening to the Mighty Mommy's Quick and Dirty Tips podcast, which will help make your life as a parent a little bit easier and a lot more fun. Welcome. Today's episode is number 629, 10 Simple Ways to Raise Great Kids. Because parents want their kids to succeed in all areas of life, but it's our everyday interactions that make all the difference. So today, I'll share 10 simple ways to bring out the best in your kids. So here's the quick and dirty. Parenting can seem like an endless journey, but the truth is, we only have a short window of time to influence our kids. So these 10 simple but significant ways can help make an everlasting impact on raising a great kid. 1. Great parents are consistent. 2. They say, I love you. 3. Great parents don't overschedule. 4. They don't strive for perfection. 5. They create memories. 6. Great parents have and enforce rules. 7. Great parents help kids learn their emotions. 8. Great parents catch their kids doing good. 9. Great parents practice self-care. And finally, 10. Great parents apologize. So tip number 1, be consistent. Consistent parenting makes kids feel safe because there are no surprises. When you make a decision to enforce a new rule and you're wishy-washy with follow-through, you're teaching your child that you're not serious. And soon, he learns your word is not to be trusted or relied on. Let's say you want a new bedtime routine to be effective. Well, consistency is critical. So commit to your plan for the long haul, 7 days a week, and you'll reap the benefits of less stressful and more restful evenings for years to come. You're also teaching your child that you mean what you say and that he can always count on that. Tip number 2. Say, I love you. After 27 years of parenting, I know I may not always like my kids, but there isn't a day that goes by that I don't love them. I also know that although I feel this love deep in my heart, my kids need to know it too. In my episode, 15 Little Everyday Ways to Show Your Family Love, one of my tips is to simply tell your kids that you love them every day. Although you know you love them, when they hear you tell them this regularly, you're validating their feelings. What could be better than that? Tip number 3, don't overschedule. When I first became a mom, I couldn't wait to sign my daughter up for as many enriching activities as we could handle. Within 3 years, I had 4 young kids, and those extracurricular experiences began turning into a full-time job. In my episode, 6 Ways to Create Unstructured Playtime for Your Kids, I share practical ways to incorporate more free time into your children's schedule. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends that children get enough physical exercise and have an hour per day to unwind, relax, and just have some simple creative playtime. One of the best gifts I gave my 8 kids was not filling in every free hour on their calendar with a new club or sport. By not overscheduling them, they relied on their imaginations to create experiences that kept them entertained for hours and I didn't have to cart them to as many activities. A great win-win for all. Tip number 4, forget about perfection. We've all heard the expression, there's no such thing as perfect, and that applies to parenting as well. In Perfect Families Don't Exist, How to Be Good Enough, I shared an article from Psychology Today that really hit home. It reiterated what most parents already know. Striving for perfection is destructive and infringes on your happiness. There needs to be a healthy balance when trying to achieve high standards. Here's what the author, Dr. Jim Taylor, had to say. At the heart of perfectionism lies a threat. If children aren't perfect, their parents won't love them. This threat arises because children connect whether they are perfect with their self-esteem. Being perfect dictates whether they see themselves as valuable, worthy of love and respect. There is no scientific evidence that perfectionism is inborn. The research indicates that children learn their perfectionism from their parents, most often from their same-sex parents. Through their parents' words, emotions, and actions, children connect being loved with being perfect. So Dr. Taylor recommended an antidote to perfectionism, and that is excellence. Excellence takes all of the good aspects of perfection, example, achievement, high standards, disappointment with failure, and leaves out its unhealthy parts, connecting achievement with self-esteem, unrealistic expectations, fear of failure. A trait of great parents is knowing that excellence still sets the bar high, but it never connects failure with the love you give your children.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Ah! Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys. This has to be like...
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
The days are officially getting longer, and while there may be a bit more daylight, do you still feel like there isn't enough time to do things like plan and shop for healthy meals? Hungry Root is your partner in healthy living. It's the easiest way to get fresh, high-quality groceries and simple, healthy recipes delivered to your door. Take a fun, short quiz, and Hungry Root will get to know your health goals, your tastes, the appliances you use, and more. Then, they'll build you a personalized cart with all your grocery needs for the week, along with delicious recipe recommendations to put those groceries to good use. Everything from Hungry Root follows a simple standard. It's gotta taste good, be quick to make, and contain whole, trusted ingredients. Save hours planning, shopping, and cooking. Hungry Root delivers food you'll love. As a busy parent striving for healthier eating, Hungry Root has been a game changer for our family. Our box was filled with fresh, high-quality ingredients and simple recipes tailored to our tastes and preferences. One feature we particularly loved was the ability to customize our meals by swapping ingredients, making mealtime exciting and adaptable to our needs. Ordering was a breeze, and the convenience of having everything delivered to our door saved us valuable time. Hungry Root truly made our weekly meals easier and better, allowing us to enjoy nutritious and delicious dishes without the stress of planning and shopping. Right now, Hungry Root is offering Project Parenthood listeners 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/parenthood to get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/parenthood. Don't forget to use our link so they know we sent you.
Tip number 5, create memories and experiences. The American Psychological Association's research shows that kids who grow up with family memories are more satisfied with their adult lives. There are endless ways to create great childhood memories for your kids, from a silly birthday party where everyone makes and wears crazy hats, to eating an inside picnic dinner on your living room floor on a rainy summer evening. Kids will hold tight to these cherished memories. Quick tip, visit my page at www.quickanddirtytips.com/mighty-mommy and you can find 5 creative ways to use your family photos. Tip number 6, set clear rules. I have a confession. I have always been a rule follower. I know that may not sound like fun, but while raising my brood of 8 kids, my tendency to follow rules led me to establish a household in which routines and limits were the norm. In my popular episode, 5 Parenting Mistakes and Easy Fixes to Correct Them, the first mistake I discuss is having a parenting life without restrictions. My pediatrician stressed the very big importance of rules when I was in my early days as an overwhelmed mom. As I mentioned in that episode, an easy way to set rules and boundaries is to incorporate them into your daily routines. Once your kids know what to expect, you'll be able to implement clear guidelines for all areas of your life, and you'll stay on task with an orderly and chaos-free home. Tip number 7, help your kids tune into their emotions. One of the latest buzzwords in parenting is emotional intelligence. I had no idea how important this concept was until I spoke with Mark Brackett, PhD, author of Permission to Feel. Dr. Brackett says too many children and adults are suffering because they're unaware of their feelings and emotionally unskilled, but they don't have to be. He teaches us how to become emotion scientists so that emotions can help rather than hinder our success. In his book, he presents a 5-step method that he calls RULER. Nearly 2,000 schools have adopted this evidence-based approach to social and emotional learning from pre-K through high school across the United States and in other countries. And a quick tip for you, learn how to help your kids and yourself tune into their emotions by listening to my interview with Dr. Brackett in How Emotional Intelligence Can Help Your Child Thrive. You'll find it by visiting www.quickanddirtytips.com/mighty-mommy. Moving on to tip number 8, catch them doing good. One of my favorite parenting tips ever is this one. Focus on the positive things your child is doing, and when you notice them doing something good, let them know it. Comment, write down what you've observed, and hang it up on the refrigerator, or text it to them. And don't do it just once or twice, do it often. Number 9, never neglect self-care. One of the best examples of greatness you can set for your family is showing them that your physical and mental well-being is a priority. When we work on our own stuff, we can better embrace our loved ones' deficits and help arm them with their tools to love themselves. If you're not already making time to care for your own needs, now's the perfect time to start. Begin carving out regular blocks of time to sit quietly with your thoughts and get away from the hectic schedule that typically surrounds you. You'll find ideas on prioritizing yourself in my episode, 10 Creative Ways to Indulge in Regular Self-Care. And finally, tip number 10, offer heartfelt apologies. One of the most memorable parenting moments I've ever had was when I owned up to a mistake with my son. My mistake wasn't something I was proud of, but I acknowledged it immediately and I apologized. My son was a senior in college, so he certainly was old enough to realize the scope of the situation. But it wasn't my actual apology that he noted, it was how sincere I was about making it. And he called me after the fact to tell me how much he admired me for doing so. That is one of those parenting blunders that could have been a disaster, but my heartfelt apology turned it around, and it became a teachable moment for both of us. In my episode, How to Apologize to Your Child, I share that saying sorry is difficult enough when you have to apologize to an adult, but it's even more problematic when you have to make amends with a child. Regardless of whether your child is 3 or 30, if you ignore the wrongdoing and don't address how your actions made your child feel, you can potentially cause long-lasting damage. So choose the greater option and apologize with sincerity. as with my situation, it can leave a lifelong impression on both of you. What are some of your parenting strategies that make a great difference with your kids? Please join the conversation and share your thoughts on the Mighty Mommy Facebook page or Twitter. You can also email me at mommy@quickanddirtytips.com. Listen and follow on Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm so glad you tuned in to listen this week. Cheers to lots of great parenting moments, and until next time, happy parenting!
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Oh. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on. This has to be like...
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.